the dollar bill is not used the way it used to be. So the U.S. intervention could potentially backfire and push more nations to abandon the dollar altogether.
Hi, everybody. I'm John Kiriakou, and welcome back to Deep Focus. We are really fortunate today to have with us a guest that I've actually been looking forward to speaking with for quite some time. Shannon Davis is the CEO of American Alternative Assets. Now, you may recognize that name. American Alternative Assets is our sponsor. And we talk about gold, advertisement in each episode about gold. But I'll tell you what, advertising aside, this is page one news right now. We're recording this on Tuesday, the 27th of January. And today's Washington Post on the front page has an article about how gold and silver have gone completely crazy over the past year and about why prices will continue to rise. You know, gold has always been a shelter in times of economic trouble. Well, we're in a time of economic trouble right now, but it's different. It's different than it has been in the past. We're not talking about a recession. We're not in a recession. We're talking about Americans who genuinely don't understand where the American economy is going vis-a-vis the global economy. And so the safest place to go is into precious metals, gold, silver, copper, platinum, primarily. Shannon Davis, welcome to the show. I'm really looking forward to you walking us through this. Glad to have you.
Thanks for having me again, John. I'm excited to be with you. And yeah, things are absolutely bananas right now, all in a good way.
All in a good way. In just the last couple of days, gold has hit an all-time high. It's the highest price ever recorded.
Yep.
Silver has gone $5,000 an ounce. And you know, I was thinking about you yesterday because I live in Arlington, Virginia. There's a place that I go to in Vienna, Virginia. It's a coin dealer, but he also sells gold and silver bars, 1 ounce, 10 ounce, yeah. 1 kilo. And it sounds silly, but if I happen to be driving by and I have an extra couple minutes, I'll go in and I'll buy an ounce.
Smart.
And for the longest time, Shannon, it was $32. For the silver, $35, yeah. $50. I was like, hey, I'm actually making money on this.
Yeah.
It's $110 today.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, it
fired out the gate yesterday over 115, little pullback.
Oh, my God.
People are taking some profits. Paper, you know, you talk the paper markets, they've got to take profits sometimes because their margins are being called on.
And yes.
They got
to
do something.
And they have to pay that off.
Correct.
So tell us what the basis of this is. What's the nature of this? Why have prices gone crazy like they have?
Yeah, you touched on it. Trust is a big one. But before we dive in, I wanted to take a few minutes. And after our last conversation, there were a lot of comments, and I genuinely appreciate all of the comments. And it tells me your people are thinking, not just nodding along, right? They're mm-hmm. they're really listening and thinking, and they've got questions. And so there was a few questions I wanted to address, and then we'll dive in because we've got a lot to unpack today. But I didn't want to leave a lot of those questions unanswered.
Fantastic.
If that's all right with you.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, there was three in particular that really jumped out at us in a whole. Gold only makes sense when there's a crisis. It doesn't pay interest or dividends, which this is true, right? Gold, silver, they don't pay interest. It doesn't send you a quarterly check, but that's also the point, right? It's not built for that. Gold isn't meant to replace your stocks or your dividends or your bonds. It's meant to sit aside, right beside it, and hedge against a lot of what we're seeing today, which is a ton of uncertainty globally. So interest and dividends only matter if the system paying those dividends is stable, which it's not. You know, mm-hmm. So gold and silver, it's a hedge against, you know, all the things that we're dealing with, inflation, currency erosion, bank stress. You know, gold and silver is about preservation. So it definitely doesn't pay that. But, you know, in periods of financial stress, gold and silver preserve purchasing power when yield-based assets struggle to do so. And so it's not going to replace any of that, nor do we want it to. In a real crisis was the other one, which I get this a lot. It's my favorite one, truly. In a real crisis, people want food, not gold, right? I always hear, I can't eat gold or silver. Well, you don't want to. That's for
and
sure.
And you can't eat stock certificates either.
Exactly. That's exact. I mean, you get it too, right? Paper assets won't buy you food. Dollar bills in a situation like that have no use. And so it's not meant for that. It's just meant for safety. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you a car dealership or a grocery store, they'll take some gold and silver over a dollar bill in a real crisis. And that's why it's used for barter. But it's safe. It's real. It's always yours. No one else's. It won't change. And so, yeah, it's definitely not going to replace food by any means. That's why you want to stock up just in case. You never know. But, and then the third, this one we saw a lot. It isn't buying gold, just betting against America. Oh. And I saw that one a lot by your viewers. And
that one hurts.
Owning gold, it's not betting against America. Our central banks, including the United States, hold gold for the same reason individuals do. Gold isn't anti-American. It doesn't care who's in office. It doesn't vote. It doesn't default. It doesn't get revised. It simply just, again, exists outside of a system that you opened up with that's changing drastically in front of our eyes. And so I just wanted to address some of those for the viewers. We take pride in making sure that, you know, questions are answered and people are educated. And there's a lot more to all that. But, you know, I'm looking forward to diving in here with you today. So,
well, let me ask you about this Washington Post piece today. I think it's very important because one of the points that it made was that this is in part a reaction to uncertainty over American trade positions, right? Or trade policy. And so the point was Donald Trump's going to be president for 3 more years. We don't know who's going to be president after that.
Yep.
In these times of uncertainty over what the U.S. trade position is going to be, people find calm in gold. And I'll add one other thing. I've got a friend who subscribes to the show.
Okay.
And he said to me after your last appearance, he said to me, "Hey, I saw the interview about gold." And he said, "You know, I invest in gold every paycheck." I said, "No, I didn't know that." He said, "Yeah." He said, "One of the things that people don't understand is what we're not advocating here, putting your entire portfolio in gold."
Nope.
"And just hoping for the best."
Right.
So he says, you know, he's in his late 30s. He has little kids at home. But he's looking for a shelter that bonds can't provide.
Right.
And so he said he started by putting 10% of everything he had in gold. And then the rest was a mix of stocks and a little bit of bonds. Now he's up to 20% going into gold because he came to the same conclusion that the Washington Post came to, that this is not something that's going to change next week or next month or even next year. This is something that is going to be ongoing for at least several years. Would you agree with that?
100%. Yeah. I mean, there is a massive demand for it globally, and there is just not enough supply to go around. Mm-hmm. And we can't compete because we don't have the ability to refine resources, and other countries do.
I hadn't thought of that.
So
that's true.
And, you know, one of the things let's start with Venezuela, for example, right? You know, what are you, when you look at what's going on there, it comes down to resources, minerals, things of that nature. But really what was happening, and you've touched on it, is they were getting ready to sell the oil that they have, which is a small fraction, by the way, based on the global production of oil. Mm-hmm. It minute, but they were getting ready to sell it outside of the U.S. dollar. And And that's really where it stems from, is that the dollar bill is not used the way it used to be. So the U.S. intervention could potentially backfire and push more nations to abandon the dollar altogether. You know, like global barrel production is about 100 million barrels a day. Mm-hmm. Venezuela is producing maybe 700 to 800,000 of some of the thickest oil that would need
nasty,
to be refined.
Dirty oil.
Their facilities are run down. Their gold mines are run down. I mean, there's huge cost in just going in and taking the president overnight, which was insane. But the resources we spent through your old buddies, the CIA, the dollars that we spent to pay people off to let us use the back door, we're not going to get that money back. Like, that's our problem. We are just hemorrhaging money that we don't have. And, you know, this is where it's starting. This is why people are starting to wake up and realize, just like the U.S., like what's being written in the news, like people are starting to wake up and realize that, you know, de-dollarization is real.
Right.
And it's happening right before their faces. And they're,
you know what, let's talk about that for a second, because I think that's a critical point here. It's not just Venezuela. You know, Venezuela has been working with the Chinese over the last several years. The Chinese have just about finished construction of a refinery in the Caribbean, which apparently now is not going to be used to refine Venezuelan oil. And Venezuela's oil is the dirtiest, heaviest oil in the world. It's full of sulfur, and massive amounts of chemicals have to be injected into it just to make it worthy of being refined into home heating oil. You can't even make gasoline out of it.
Yeah.
With that said, a year ago, almost under the radar, the Kuwaitis agreed to sell a shipment of oil to the Chinese for yuan, not for dollars. That's the first time that ever happened.
Yep.
And now the BRICS countries, which are expanding their members, are talking about the creation of a unified currency. Now, that's probably 10 years down the road, but it's going to be a direct assault on the US dollar, which is going to further weaken the dollar and make gold even more attractive.
100%. Yeah, we'll talk here in a little bit about the BRICS nation. I'm glad you brought that up. And actually, it's a lot further than most think. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But yeah, Venezuela, you nailed it. China was building infrastructure there. Iran is deep in their network, which is a part of the BRICS as well.
Yes.
There's a lot of alliances outside, and Trump, he's firing back, but we don't hold many cards. I mean, when Trump,
what are the cards? That's really kind of a crucial point here.
Resources.
Is there a way to
metals,
resources?
Like resources. Yeah. I mean, silver sits on a three-way, highway here, right? I mean, its industrial use is insane. Military, solar, you name it. It's in everything.
It's even in our cell phones.
It's in computers, cell phones, TVs. But there's a lot of leverage with silver, right? This is why China is stopping exports of silver to anybody. That's huge, right? They're starting to control the market. And this is why it's absolutely exploding, and it's not going anywhere. Mexico has the biggest, if not one of the biggest, silver mines in the entire world. China's got themselves embedded into that, right? And what are they next? Do we go and take them over and start taking money, silver, out of their mines? Like, it's difficult to get that raw ore in mass production, and that's why you want to own it. That's why you want to own silver. You're a smart man for pulling in and grabbing some bars every once in a while of silver and gold, because it's in the mainstream now, and it's looked at completely different. It's a financial component. Our banks are using it more than the treasuries these days. And that's a big deal. So there's a lot of reasons why gold and silver and platinum, which is hitting an all time high again, throughout the months. It's just, it's phenomenal to see what that's doing. And it went over $2,800 an ounce. December of 2024, platinum was at $952, give or take. Now it's over $2,800. So the precious metals market, the commodities market, you know, we don't hold those cards. We don't have the ability of refining anything. We don't have the ability. Like, the issue isn't getting minerals and those resources. It's refining them. And China,
right, refining them.
China's been setting it up. To back up a step, you said Trump's got 3 more years, right? See, that's the challenge. To build refineries, to get, you know, policies approved in that space could take 10 years. So there's no comfort in whatever his plan is now. See, we plan for 4 years. China and all these other countries that are building a huge base of an alliance, they plan for 40 years. They plan for 5 to 10 years at a time. They've been planning for the last 40 years. That's why, you know, the Belt Initiative, you know, what China's been doing, although isn't like a perfect wheel that they've built, their infrastructure is in a lot of different countries that are heavy in resources and they can refine. Yes. They can refine.
Like in Africa, for example.
Huge.
There are a lot of, not just precious metals, but rare earth metals are mined in Africa. And the Chinese are all over Africa. They have terrific relations with the likes of, you know, the Congo, for example, where so much of these precious metals come from.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't.
Yeah, we don't. But when it comes to BRICS, right, at the end of the dollar monopoly is really what, you know, ever since we went in 2022 and sanctioned Russia and we took, you know, billions of dollars from them that really didn't affect them at all. These other countries started waking up. They accelerated the BRICS program. There's been a lot of talk about BRICS nations recently. And, you know, right now these countries want protection from sanctions, control over their own trade, and a way to build themselves back up with their own currency without relying on the US system. And that's happening. You know, I mean, the dollar still matters. Of course, it's not going to default here by any means in the next week or two, but it's changing quickly. They're cutting out the dollar. The BRICS nations are cutting that dollar out. They're bartering oil for local currencies now. You just mentioned it, right? They're expanding more and more members, more and more influence. They just launched this year, 2026, they call it the unit, is what they call their currency. It's been launched this year, 2026. They just opened business to half of the world, 46% of the world. And this currency is backed by the world's fastest growing economies and the world's largest populations. And they've got it pegged to gold. They've got their currency, that BRICS currency, backed 40% of it by gold. So the dollar use isn't ending, but it's being challenged. And there's a lot of uncertainty and trust that has been lost. And the BRICS is noticing this. And so they're trading commodities in the yuan, their rupees, the ruples. And like we've been saying, the resources and rare earths these countries have more than most, like oil, gas, machinery, electronics, agricultural goods, 90% today, 90% of Russia and China's trade, they do it between their own currencies now. And so this shift alone changes the balance of power, John.
You are absolutely right. And I'm going to make kind of a political point here. We did this to ourselves by overusing sanctions. Yeah. We sanction everybody who doesn't snap to attention when we order them to.
Yeah.
And these countries have had enough. I think I mentioned the last time we spoke that I went to Hong Kong, year and a half ago. And I couldn't use my credit card anywhere. But everybody took something called the Octopus card. So finally I said to this guy, I said, what is this Octopus card that everybody uses? And he said, oh, that's the credit card. I said, why don't you guys just use Visa and MasterCard like everybody else? And he said, ah, because Visa and MasterCard transactions go through New York and Octopus card goes through Shanghai. And that way we're not subject to US sanctions. We just go around you. And it was like a bolt of lightning hit me. Like, of course, they've had enough of these sanctions. At the same time, that uncertainty is a part of what's driving gold up.
Yes. Yeah. This isn't post-World War II anymore.
Exactly.
This is
exactly
the technology, the AI bubble, which is real too, is driven. I mean, China owns that market. I mean, they're building 300,000 robots compared to our 30,000 here in the US.
That's right.
I mean, they've got football field after football field of solar panels being built and being run by robots and AI software running the robots. I mean, there's no human because their population is getting less and less and less, but they don't need people. They don't need people. And so at the end of the day, you know, that's exactly what's going on is they don't have to play by our rules anymore, but we do have a lot of power. At the end of the day, we've got the biggest military, which, you know, Trump's getting ready to put another $1.5 trillion into the defense, which is, that's a lot of money that can go to people that need it.
Yeah. You can say that again.
It's, I think the challenge we're having there is our treasury market. That example is beautiful. And this is why countries are dumping our treasuries back on us. And when we just don't have any more debt we can go borrow and use at 4 or 5% or 3% or whatever a treasury is yielding, right? Those yields or dividends most are looking for. And that's great, but inflation's higher than that.
Yes. So that's exactly right. I want to ask you a practical question too. This is something that a couple of people who saw the show last time you were on have asked me.
Okay.
It's easy to go into a coin shop or online and buy silver or buy gold.
Yeah.
Where do you sell it when you need to sort of exchange it for cash? Can you go back to those same places?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, there's so many ways to sell it. I mean, we've got an exit strategy for our clients. You know, we have a 100% buyback guarantee. And we've got a huge market. But to answer your question, yeah, you can go back into a local coin dealer. I mean, you can go into a pawn shop. You can go on eBay, right? I was walking a client through bright and early this morning through, you know, some of his options if he did want to liquidate his assets because he's doing well. You know, I've got some clients that have turned, you know, $500,000 into $1.3 million in the last 2 years of gold.
Incredible.
And they didn't lose any purchasing power. So, you know, a lot of people are taking some of their profits and they're exchanging it for, you know, they're taking profits in silver. They're exchanging it for platinum because platinum's absolutely blowing up as well. And this isn't going to change anytime soon. We are in a bull commodities market. All commodities, not just gold and silver and platinum, palladium, copper.
Copper's gone crazy by copper standards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's not enough of it.
No,
we don't have the ability to be in the game because we can't refine it. Right.
So let me ask you about American alternative assets specifically.
Yeah.
And I want to make this clear to our viewers too. You can invest in, let's say, a gold oriented mutual fund. You are almost never actually buying gold when you do that. You're investing in the mining operation, and it tends to be very up and down. What we're talking about at American Alternative Investments is investing in the physical gold. Is that
100%,
right?
100%. Yes. Yeah. These are outside of any paper assets. You can still hold it in your retirement account. Mm-hmm. And that's the beautiful part about it. There's hundreds and thousands of Americans that roll over their 401k into an IRA with, say, Charles Schwab and put it into paper assets and go up and down with the market. I mean, Trump threatened to take Greenland. The market absolutely crashed. The Dow was down almost 1,000 points that day by him just saying a few words. The NASDAQ was down almost 600 points. The S&P, you know, 200 or 300. I mean, it was a slaughter, and then it bounced back the next day, right? And boom, magically back up, not fully recouping all those losses, but, and you want your money in the market. I mean, it's at an all time high as well, but you want to start thinking if you're older, you know, 65, 70, 75, start taking some of those chips that you've won at the casino and cash them in. And you can move that money from a traditional Roth, TSP, 401k. You can move that money into a self-directed IRA, tax deferred and penalty free, and purchase gold, physical gold and silver, and own it and know that you're in a safe place. And we'll talk a little bit later here, but you only need a certain percentage to protect your entire retirement if there is a market correction. That's it. So that's all we focus on, is the real hard asset. We buy, we sell, and we exchange gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. That's what American alternative assets do. That's our sole job.
One of the other questions that I've gotten since our last conversation was, well, actually, it stems from one of the little commercial spots that I do.
Okay.
And that is how Franklin Roosevelt, when he was president, fixed the price of an ounce of gold.
Yep.
Fixed it.
Yep.
And then Richard Nixon sort of lifted that, well, for consumer purchases of gold, allowed the price to float. Can you explain those two actions and what they mean for the average gold buyer?
Yeah, well, Trump's talking about doing it now. You know, yeah. It's the revaluation of gold.
That's right.
And, you know, gold was, it was set at $20 for a long time. A lot of people have a misconception of gold being confiscated.
Right.
But it was, but he offered, it was, he offered to pay you for it, and everybody, and they felt like it was the American duty, and great. Right. But it was never confiscated.
No.
He just said, you turn it in and I'll buy it from you for $35 an ounce. He changed the price of it. He revalued gold, and it ate up a huge amount of debt that our country was in. And we were literally going to bankrupt ourselves because it was, I mean, at that time we spent too much money on wars and financial. We were not doing well. And we're almost at $39 trillion of debt today. And gold, to the American standard, is only valued at $42 an ounce still, give or take. That's how much they've got it valued at when it's over $5,000. And so if you revalue gold with today's current prices, the amount of debt that chews up, it's huge. And you know, that's really only one of a few things that Trump can do to deal with the massive amount of debt that's just unsustainable, that really we shouldn't, you know, there's not much more to talk about. There's so much debt.
Right.
There's so much debt. That's why some folks have, within our system, within our, you know, our presidential system, are floating the idea of the Mar-a-Lago Accord. We had one back in 1985. And this is a real policy theory, right? It's a managed dollar devaluation using ultra long bonds and trade strategies. Look it up. I mean, educate yourself on Mar-a-Lago Accord and what it really is meant to do. And Trump, if we're going to survive, the goal is to revive the U.S. manufacturing. If manufacturing doesn't come back home, competitiveness and survival both come into question. It's that bad. And Trump knows this, and he's not going to, you know, he's not going to be talking about that in all of his rhetoric. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of movement going on, and that could rattle global trust in treasuries, and that would push more countries towards gold. And this is why you want to own gold and silver right now.
Is the U.S. increasing its own holdings of gold? And if it is, how does it do that?
Every single day.
Ha. Huh.
Yeah. Every single day.
Does it just buy it on the open market, or does it have agreements with other countries?
Yeah. I mean, they're just buying it just like China buys it, and Turkey buys it, and Russia buys it, and Poland buys it, right? The central banks of each country buy it and store it and own it. It's a tier one asset, which there's only two other tier one assets. One is the dollar, the other is treasuries. And out of those three tier assets, the safest one is going to be gold. And that's why banks, central banks, own more gold than they do treasuries today.
Wow. Good.
That's huge. So, you know, it's, there's so much power in ownership of something. That's really what gold and silver are about. And, you know, that's what we've given, you know, our clients the ability to do. But it starts with the education.
That's right.
And, you know, when you call us, and we'll provide some information here a little bit later, but when you call us, it's all about just having a conversation, making a friend, diving into their situations, their goals, how they're positioned now, and what would make sense in terms of a real diversification out of all paper assets, out of all dollars. Some people sit in all dollar denominated assets. Annuities, you can move qualified or non-qualified annuities. Those are sitting in dollar denominated assets. You've got stocks, bonds, mutual funds. This is all in dollar denominated assets. And those same dollars, all these Americans have been squirreling away and saving for several years, aren't the same dollars they're pulling out today. Mm-hmm. They're worth a lot less.
That's absolutely true. A lot less.
And it's the exact opposite with gold and silver. Even if gold and silver don't go up, at the very least, it holds the value. Because 100 years ago, $20 bought you a lot more than it buys you today. And 20 years ago, gold bought you the same as what it buys you today.
You know, it's funny to me, too, because there are so many cultures around the world. The biggest one that I'm thinking of right now is India, where your personal wealth, your familial wealth is based on the amount of gold that you own. Now, much of that gold is in the form of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
But when young people get married, the gifts that are given to them upon their wedding are different forms of gold.
Yeah.
And so that's how you start off life. It's based on what gold that you own. And it's not just the Indians. I mean, my own grandmother's plural, you know, both Greek from the island of Rhodes. And when they got married, their fathers had to provide dowries to my grandfathers. And of those dowries were in the form of gold jewelry or gold coins, because it was the basis of wealth.
Yeah.
That really hasn't changed in the greater scheme of things.
Not at all. Not at all. A lot of our clients that are not from America, they get it.
Yeah, they do. They get it.
Italy has seen their currency completely disappear.
Yeah. The lira no longer exists.
Correct.
In fact, the Greek word for gold coin was lira.
Yeah.
Because the Italians and the Turks before them brought gold coins and exchanged gold coins.
Yeah. Currencies change all the time, right? They change from, you know, the pound to the euro. That's and if you were holding, you know, the pound, and it, when it changed to the euro in France in particular, it went from, yeah, I mean, you lost 30% of your value overnight. So they've seen it before. We've seen it. But we've been very fortunate. I mean, the way we've been able to live post-World War II has been for the last 50 to 60 years. Every country cannot say that. We've lived very, very well, but it's changing now. All empires come to an end. When this one's been running a lot longer than most have on average. And so, you know, it's all, you know, and that's not to scare anybody. This is just history. Follow history. And you'll understand what's going on. And, you know, this is not about being scared. It's about just being proactive,
prudent,
and moving a portion of your wealth into a safe place that you don't have to stress at night going, all right, is the future market going to change? Is Trump going to say something? Is the dollar bill going to change to a stable coin like Trump's trying to do right now? And that's why the Genius Act was written. And that's why it was written into law last year on the 18th of July is that something's got to change because the dollar bill is no longer the one that everybody's going to continue to use. And it's just we've printed so much money. The printing press has been running hot for a long time. And when you print almost $39 trillion and it's just massive debt, hemorrhaging everywhere, of course, it's going to be worth less. That's just simple 101, right? The more of something you have, the less value it holds. That's why silver is exploding right now. I mean, it's the Bank of America called for it to hit 135 to 300 by the end of this year. It's already incredible. At 110, 15 in January.
Absolutely incredible.
Right? Goldman Sachs predicted gold to hit 5,000 by the end of 2026, and it's already hit it in January. And these are people that are watching the market. We do too.
Yeah.
We've got a very robust research department. We've got some guys that have just a ton of experience. I mean, I've got, you know, one of my senior brokers here that's been, you know, in the business since 1983, started trading commodities on the Wall Street floor. So, you know, we're not financial advisors by any means, nor do we want to be, but we do know metals. And but it's for simpletons. It's the most simple asset to own in the entire world.
You buy it and it sits there. You just hold it
and you own it. It's not about it's not about the price. It's about owning gold and silver.
Right. It's not A shares or B shares or non-voting shares or
You don't have to sit on a board. You don't have to sit on a board of a bank and hope that your money doesn't go bye-bye one day, thanks to the Dodd-Frank Act that was written in by the Obama administration, which basically gives them the ability, if there's a crisis, to take your bank account and we'll pay you back if we can. Like it's yours. You are your own CEO of your bank when you own metals, because it's yours. And so it's a very simple thing. I think people make it harder than it really needs to be. It's like a piece of real estate. You want real estate, you go buy it. It's like gold and silver is like a real estate that you can put in your pocket.
I have to ask you too. There are people who are going to be investors, but there are also people who are going to be speculators.
Yeah.
Is one better to have than the other? Is one philosophy better than the other? Or is there room for both kinds of investors here?
Oh, there's room for both kinds in terms of that, you know, that ownership. If they're skeptical, that's great, right? That's what has helped them become successful in their own retirement. Right, that whatever they hold today and they've been able to grow is because of that process. Don't change that process. Gold isn't a speculative thing anymore. But I deal with a lot of engineers that are going to be very analytical and think it through and need it to make sense, and that's okay. Gold and silver are easy to make sense of.
Yeah, right?
It's yours. Right. It can't be converted. If the dollar continues to go down, it goes up. You know, even if the market has a record day, guess what follows that now? It's crazy. Gold and silver follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it doesn't need the market. We don't need a crisis anymore, right? I'm not here, you know, promoting doom and gloom, right? Like, you know, like ride the market as high as you can, but at some point take your profits. Ride gold and silver up, take some profits. It's the same. It's just a different asset.
Yeah, that's right.
Very simple.
So how do people get involved in investing in gold? Tell us what American Alternative Assets does and how people can get in touch and have that conversation with a broker, with an expert that you were talking about.
Yeah. First, it starts with give us a call and let's talk. You know, it starts with anything starts with a discussion. So let's have a conversation. Let's get to know each other. We'll walk you through gold and silver, platinum, palladium, how it works, you know, why you want it, if you really need better understanding of why. But really how easy it is to own it. Call us at 888-GOLD-053. That's 888-465-3053. Also, we've provided, and I'm sure you'll let everybody know as well, but we've provided one of our newest free guides, Ghost Tower Index. And this is some really good information. This has to do with how commercial real estates, bank exposure to commercial real estates, some of the Fed missteps that could trigger the next crisis. So there's some really good information. It also shows you how to move part of your retirement into physical gold and silver in just 48 hours. And again, just a certain percentage of your retirement, if there's a market correction, can protect your entire account because it's inverse to that relationship of the market. When it goes down, it goes up. When it goes up, it goes up. That's what gold and silver are doing right now. But yeah, the Ghost Tower Index, it talks about all those empty buildings with those lights off. I mean, one out of five buildings are vacant now.
Yes. In our country. And that's not just in the United States. The Chinese are struggling with the same problem.
Big time. Yeah. And they're having some challenges too. Every country is. I mean, this is a global issue. This is a macro issue. And so that guide that they can get at johnlovesgold.com, that's a guide that they can get. Really, really good information in there. We can follow up with you guys and talk to you about that as well. And starts with education. This is a big deal too. I want everybody to understand, we understand this is a big deal. We're talking about your retirement savings. Some of our customers are 78 years old and they're taking their RMDs and they need help with all this. We can help you with that. We take it slow because it's a big deal. You're talking about your livelihood and your family's legacy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Shannon Davis, it's always a pleasure to see you. Thanks for walking us through this. Very important. Again, that's 888-GOLD-053. Is that right?
Yep. Yep.
888-GOLD-053. And if you can't remember the website, johnlovesgold.com.
Yep.
Check it out.
Yep. Thank you, John. Always a pleasure. I appreciate you so much.
Pleasure's mine. All right, my friend. Thank you so much. Good to see you.
Yes, as well. Bye-bye.